some money to spend tonight. And welcome back to KRDO's Morning News. We are at the halfway point in Arts Month 2020. This is the month when a special focus is brought on the arts in the Pikes Peak region and certainly in the state and even across the country. But we are celebrating it with Peak Radar. Jonathan Toman joining us now on the radio. And Jonathan, what a difference a week makes, because last week this time you were on a bicycle showing, demonstrating how you can view all of the wonderful public art around our region as part of Arts Month by bike. But today would be very chilly.
It sure would. We lucked out on the weather, and this call-in is from a less interesting locale. There's no doubt about that. but still excited to talk to you this morning, and excited to talk some events for Arts Month. We are halfway through, but there's still plenty going on.
Right. I bet you have a coffee in front of you right now, as opposed to wearing shorts like you were last week, right?
Yeah, a little bit different weather, but that's October. In the Pikes Peak region for sure. But we've still got... I'm going to go over five events that are
fantastic.
Taking place here. We're at the tail end of Theater and Film Week in Arts Month, and next week starts Poetry, Prose, and Comedy Week. But I'll start. We're getting a lot of fall and Halloween themed events, as you might imagine at this point in time. And I'll start with in Fountain. They host Movie Night in the Park down there, and tonight is Hocus Pocus, starting at around 5 o'clock this evening. Now I have all sorts of fun ways to get out in the park and check out, obviously, a classic Halloween film this evening. So excited for that in Fountain. The Westside Community Center is hosting a Fall Family Fun Day. That's tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. You'll be able to pick a pumpkin, paint a pumpkin, games, prizes, treats, all sorts of fun shenanigans at the Westside Community Center tomorrow. The Fine Arts Center is hosting Denver-based Buntport Theater Company Saturday and Sunday. There will be five separate performances of The Grasshoppers, and it's a short, funny twist on a nature documentary featuring four giant grasshoppers, which are people, but they're in grasshopper outfits, and audiences will be given, it's a drive-through performance, so audiences will be given a small sanitized speaker for their car, like an old-timey drive-in, and it's actually going to take place at Legacy Loop Plaza, which is sort of in the north, just north of downtown Colorado Springs. And one note about The Grasshoppers, it'll be 36 minutes, but the show does contain some strong language, so it's got a little bit of irreverence to it. But there are five shows, again, tomorrow and Sunday in Colorado Springs. As part of Poetry, Prose, and Comedy Week, as I mentioned, Poetry 719 has their annual poetry festival, and this year it's going online, so it's the Cyber Poetry Festival. It'll start next Wednesday and run through Sunday. With really, there's at least two or three events each day for folks to check out online. And it's a free poetry festival with all sorts of highlights of different parts of the community. And obviously, Poetry 719 is a local organization that looks to uplift the voices of marginalized communities and people of color. So that'll be a strong focus, but all sorts of fun and insightful poetry throughout next week for the festival. And then finally, Shine Mountain Zoo is getting ready, Shannon, for Boo at the Zoo. It starts on Saturday and runs through Halloween. They'll obviously have a little bit of different things in place with COVID restrictions. But the 17th, 18th, 23rd to 25th, and 30th to 31st, from around 4 o'clock to 8:30, the zoo will come alive with the spirit of Halloween, and you'll be able to trick-or-treat with your favorite animals. And it says it'll be a frightfully good time. Which
And
then
that.
The last thing, each of these couple weeks, I've highlighted a different little Arts Month thing that is happening in addition to some of these events. And I want to talk about Peak Radar Live Arts Month specials that we have on each of the Sunday nights throughout Arts Month, where Angela Seals, my colleague, will be hosting a live video chat with different folks throughout the arts community that spotlight each of the theme weeks as they come through. So artsoctober.com is the place to find out, to see those, and to find out more about Arts Month. But as always, peakradar.com is the place to go for events.
Okay, that is a lot, a full plate of activities and things to keep you entertained. I especially like the idea of the grasshopper play. That would be interesting. Just nobody be...
Yes, and the...
Yeah, nobody bring in any, chocolate-covered insects to eat, because that would be a bad snack food to have at that particular play, right?
Yeah, that might get you a couple of weird looks from the grasshoppers who are in the performance. But yeah, it's fun that it's, a drive-through and you can stay socially distanced and also get a little theater in. So always something happening, Shannon, you know
yeah.
this.
It's kind of like everything old is coming new again. You know, drive-ins are now the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, who would guess?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, Jonathan Toman, thanks so much. Enjoy your non-bike riding Friday. I'm assuming you're going to stay indoors today.
Yeah, kind of an inside day. But thanks for having me anyway, Shannon.
But, and you know what? The weather's supposed to change again by Sunday, so you could get out there and, again, do that bike ride where, and again, the details are on artsoctober.com where you can find out more about taking a public art tour and get that bike ride in at the same time. So real fun time, real fun idea. 8:43 is our time. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. Thanks so much to Jonathan Toman.